What about during the day? He continued, like an idiot. Do anything then? She regarded him with open amusement. After his complaint during their last session, he was now using small talk as a stall tactic, and they both knew it. For a moment, he thought she might call his bluff, force him to cut to the chase. But then she answered his question. Honest to God, I did nothing interesting today. Thought about running, decided it was too cold. Thought about cooking, decided I was too lazy. Thought about reading a book, decided I was too sleepy. So mostly I spent the day contemplating life and ignoring it. All in all, I'd say it was a perfect day. And yourself?
I spent the day ignoring your advice.
Oh, well, not the first time. What did you do? He decided he might as well get to it.
Last night I went to a bar.
She regarded him expectantly.
I ended up drinking.
A lot?
Enough.
He took another breath.
I'm not supposed to drink.
Are you an alcoholic, Bobby?
I don't know.
He had to genuinely consider her question. He wasn't sure he liked the answer.
Life is better when I don't drink,
he said at last. I take it you've had some experiences in this area?
You could say that.
He spun the soda can between his fingers. From the distance, her carpet appeared a rich dark green. He could see now that it wasn't one color, however, but a mixture of many, many threads. Not just green, but giving the appearance of green.
My father used to drink, he said. A lot. Every night. Came home from work and headed straight to the fridge to grab a cold one. He said it helped him unwind. What's a few beers, after all? Nothing hardcore. My brother and I were just kids. We believed what he said. Though after a while, we all knew it wasn't just a few beers anymore. After I joined the academy, I started doing the post-shift bar scene. Hanging out with the guys, having a few laughs, drinking a few beers, you know, because it helped me unwind. And maybe at one point, I wasn't having just a few beers anymore. Maybe I was having a lot. So many, I was showing up late for my shifts the next day. Then one night I got a call. A buddy of mine had just arrived at the scene of a single vehicle accident. It involved my father in a tree. In the bad news department, my father had nailed the sucker going a good 40 miles an hour, wrapped his GM truck right around the beech tree. In the good news department, my father walked away with just a lacerated scalp. Truck was totaled, but he survived.
Bobby glanced up from the carpet.
My father was drunk. Blew a .2 on the breathalyzer. No way he should have been behind the wheel of a vehicle. He was goddamn lucky a piece of wood was the only thing he hit. That night scared him shitless. Scared me, too.